On Tuesday, commercial fishermen across Bristol Bay hauled in over 989,000 sockeye to push the season total to over 5 million. The district leading the way is the Igigik District, where fishermen hauled in 217,000 sockeye on Tuesday. The district total is now 1.8 million fish. Next up is the Ugashik District, where fishermen hauled in 340,000 sockeye Tuesday to push the district total to 1.3 million. Fishermen in the Naknek-Wejack District hauled in 225,000 sockeye Tuesday to push the district total to 1.1 million. The commercial catch in the Nooshigak District Tuesday was 207.8 thousand sockeye to push the district total to 683.8 thousand. Fish and Game is not yet reporting the catch in the Togiak District. The department reports that on average there were 1,222 sockeye per drift delivery on Tuesday in the Ugashik District. The number was 673 in the Igigik District and 501 in the Naknek-Wejack District. In the Nooshigak District, there were on average 460 sockeye per drift delivery, and the number in the Togiak District was 63. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game reports that as of 9 a.m. Wednesday morning, there were 1,584 drift permits registered to fish in Bristol Bay. That's expected to increase up to 1,600 permits in 48 hours. Currently, there are 1,295 drift vessels registered to fish in the bay. That's expected to increase up to 1,310 drift vessels in 48 hours. At last report, there were 289 D-boats registered to fish in the bay. Now, looking at the escapement information, the counting towers on the Ugashik River are expected to be up and counting on Thursday, so there is no official escapement recorded to the Ugashik River. However, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is estimating there are 90,000 sockeye in the Ugashik River that have not yet been counted as escapement. The area management biologist for the Ugashik District is Paul Solomon. He's not concerned that the department has missed much escapement to the Ugashik River.
I flew it the other day, and we saw a couple of hundred fish, and the reason to fly was to try and verify that we were seeing hundreds and not hundreds of thousands of fish passing the time and or passing the tower site. I think we're okay there. Now the question becomes what's in river, and we've had 4 days of fairly steady in-river indexes that just started to taper off last night.
Sockeye escapement to the Igigik River was counted at 44.5 thousand fish on Tuesday to push the season total to 402.5 thousand. Fish and Game's estimating that there are another 15,000 sockeye in the Igigik River that have not yet been counted as escapement. Tuesday's escapement to the Kwejak River was counted at 54.6 thousand fish to push the total to 122.6 thousand. Fish and Game estimates that there are another 40,000 sockeye in the Kwejak River that have not yet been counted as escapement. Naknek River escapement was counted at 10.4 thousand fish to push the season total to 157,000. In the Nooshigak District, sockeye escapement continues to be strong. 57.2 thousand sockeye were counted as escapement to the Wood River Tuesday to push the total to 656.8 thousand fish. Escapement to the Nooshigak River was counted at 53.8 thousand fish to push the season total to 601.3 thousand. So far, the Nooshigak River is the only river in Bristol Bay that has reached its escapement goal. Sockeye escapement to the Agushik River was counted at 34.4 thousand on Tuesday to push the season total to 86.3 thousand fish. Fish and Game has not yet started counting escapement to the Togiak River. That counting project is expected to be up and running early in July. The daily run summaries are being posted at the Fish and Game offices in Dillingham and King Salmon, and they can be found online on the ADF&G Bristol Bay website. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.